This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, critic David Kippen reviews a book about how one man's cotton empire helped shape the West. But first, it's time for our regular look at some of the issues floating around the new journalistic frontier known as weblogs. Blogs, as they're called, are personal web pages where both professional and amateur journalists post their opinions. Often, issues that spill into the mainstream media now start on the web. I spoke recently with Slate's resident blogger, Mickey Kaus, for an update about what's swirling through cyberspace this week. Mickey, let's start with one of the most compelling news items I've come across recently, and that is Miss Afghanistan in the Miss Earth contest, stirring up some controversy at home for wearing a bikini.
That's right. Her picture was posted on the web and immediately became a sensation among a group of bloggers who basically said, see, we're winning in Afghanistan. Look, Miss Afghanistan is already parading on the catwalk in a bikini. And this actually raised an actual profound issue, which is, are we advancing our own culture when we fight radical Islam, or do capitalism and democracy and the things we're promoting not necessarily mean that these countries have to adopt all our mores parading on catwalks and bikinis? And there was actually a lively debate in the weblog world over whether we should glory in Miss Afghanistan's beauty or worry that we're offending a bunch of devout Muslims in her own country. She was denounced by her own country's Supreme Court, for example, for violating Islamic law.
And I don't know whether or not he's checking in with these weblogs, but President Bush addressed this when he gave a speech about democracy in the Middle East. Let's hear what he said.
As we watch and encourage reforms in the region, we are mindful that modernization is not the same as westernization. Representative governments in the Middle East will reflect their own cultures. They will not and should not look like us.
So the weblogs reflected that, discussion?
Weblogs, as is their wont, went beyond President Bush, and some of them sort of championed Western culture and Western values. And there's a certain logic to that. First, it's one of the appealing things about Western culture is rock and roll and freedom, and why give that up? And second, it's not clear that, in fact, if you bring democracy and capitalism, the inevitable result isn't Britney Spears. Eventually, that loosens the whole of traditional morality. And maybe the mullahs are right in thinking, if we let these Westerners in, we're going to get the whole nine yards.
Mm. Speaking of slippery slopes and mores, there's some shocking news coming out of Britain these days about Prince Charles, and we can't even talk about it.
It's so shocking that it's just so big that we can't talk about it. And the bizarre thing is that most of the blog world hasn't talked about it. And I think in large part it's because people are worried about getting sued for libel. I mean, we have a royal family in Britain that's made it clear that they are going to try to suppress this news. And what lone weblogger sitting in his apartment in Los Angeles or Toledo, Ohio, wants to be subject to the libel laws of Britain just because people in Britain can get his website? So people are being relatively reticent.
Now, would that apply to more established news outlets like the New York Times? Let's say they put this story on their web, and it could be downloaded in Britain. Could they be sued?
Yes, and they put it on the web for 20 minutes and then had cold feet and took it off. And it was that was a little flurry of web scandal. The New York Times is worried, and if the New York Times is worried, I'm worried as a weblogger.
But I would think that would go against the spirit of the whole weblog ethos, which is kind of a frontiers ethics.
Well, I agree. I think libel law has to be changed. Weblogging is it's somewhere in between conversation and print. You know, when we talk amongst ourselves, we libel people all the time. We don't even think about it. Weblogging is sort of a trial run of print that's sort of its veracity is somewhere in between, and I think the law should reflect that. But it clearly doesn't reflect that now.
And you're following this other phenomenon that's burbling along in the weblog community of readers doing research for the webloggers.
That's one of the good things about the web is you have this tremendous power to harness many different individuals. This is sort of the weblog equivalent of a professor saying, okay, you students do the research for my next book. You can say, as Joshua Micah Marshall, a weblogger, said, I want to prove that the administration portrayed Iraq as an imminent threat. Why don't you, my readers, go find all the incidents? And his readers did, and he came up with a fairly impressive list of citations to administration talk that at least implied that Iraq was an imminent threat. It's a very effective information-gathering tool, and you can sort of assume that the web was scoured for information if you have enough readers.
Mickey Kaus writes the Kaus Files weblog on Slate. Thanks, Mickey.
Thanks, Madeline.